AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More House races are being determined 2 days after Election Day. The numbers still have not determined which parties have control in the House and the Senate. The Senate race in Georgia is going to a runoff next month. Tropical storm Nicole hit Florida as a hurricane, washing away the remaining protections for a stretch of beachfront property that lost their seawall during Hurricane Ian only a few weeks before. Store owner Lori Brennan lives in Flagler Beach, Florida.
It's not just the storm, it's actually a full moon and king tide, so there's other factors that's going to make the water levels rise. It's a category one, but don't want to get too complacent and just shut up for a few days. That won't help, but it is what it is.
Elsewhere in Florida, in Daytona Beach shores, surging ocean water threatened the foundations of at least a dozen high-rise condos and houses. Price increases moderated last month. In the latest sign, inflation pressures that have gripped the nation might be easing as the economy slows and consumers grow more cautious, helping drive the inflation slowdown from September to October. Used car sales and prices, which dropped for a fourth straight month, also down were the prices of clothes and medical care. Food prices increased slowly. Reaction on Wall Street stocks have been higher in the early going. Russia says its troops began pulling out of a strategic Ukrainian city, Kherson, amid growing signs it was following through on a retreat that would mark a turning point in the grinding war in Ukraine. The Taliban are banning women from using gyms in Afghanistan, an official announced today. The religious group's latest edict cracking down on women's rights and freedoms since they took power more than a year ago. Soccer fans from Israel and the Palestinian territories can share flights to the World Cup in Qatar in a breakthrough agreement announced by FIFA today. This is AP News. In a first, doctors are treating a fatal genetic disease before birth. Sobia Qureshi's 16-month-old daughter, Ayla Bashir, has Pompe disease,
which is a genetic disorder, glycogen storage disorder, which affects the muscles in basically every muscle in your body.
The body fails to make some or all of a crucial protein. Two of Ayla's sisters have died from Pompe disease. Dr. Pranish Chakraborty is at Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario.
The disease starts in utero. The disease starts in the fetus. You know, there's evidence that the heart is involved even before the baby's born.
So they started treating Ayla well before she was born.
The innovation here was treating earlier while still in utero.
Ayla's parents say the treatment appears to be working.
Without their help, you wouldn't hear all this noise behind.
The outlook for Ayla is promising, but uncertain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.